Welcome to the Security in 5 podcast. I'm Drew, the Binary Blogger. This is a short program that brings you security news, tips, advice, and opinions in the area of information, IT, and general security in about 5 minutes. Quick to listen to, easy to understand. The more aware you are, the more secure you can be. This is Security in 5. Thanks for listening. Episode 391 of Security in 5, and today is our Tools, Tips, and Tricks episode, and this one I want to talk about Gmail, and this one only specifically works with Gmail email addresses, and this trick I have used for years, but I'm surprised by when I bring it up to people, nobody knows about it, and it's such a powerful and unique way to manipulate your email addresses within Gmail for the positives. And so what you do is, so for example, say you have an email address. Like, for example, my Gmail G Suite is contactme@binaryblogger.com. Now, in other email systems, you have one email address, and that email address would be used to sign up for white papers or websites for accounts and whatever. And some of those are serious. Some of those are kind of junk and throwaway accounts. But it's always comes down to that one email address. And it's very hard and difficult to help track and identify who is selling and who's leaking your email. So one trick that you can do is that in your email address, so say it's contactme@binaryblogger.com, which is a Gmail account with my domain on it, you can add a plus sign and then any word after that before the at sign. So you can have contactme plus apple@binaryblogger.com. And what that plus will do is will still deliver your email to your main mailbox, but it will come in with that plus and that word onto it. And then what you can do is add the website, for example, personal, friends, mailing lists, or the name of the website that you signed up for. Then if you start getting email to that email address, which is going to be unique, contact me plus whatever, and say all of a sudden, you know, Bob's electronic forum, you start getting strange emails from that, then you know that Bob's electronic forum website either sold or leaked or had a breach where that email address was then out in the wild if you're getting emails from somebody else. It makes it extremely easy to then set up filters and rules and organizational setups that you can say any email that comes in with plus junk goes into a junk folder if you use it for a throwaway account, or family goes in here, or your banking or personal information or Apple or Microsoft and whatever. And really what this really gives you is infinite email addresses from the same mailbox, rather than going out and setting up a bunch of junk email addresses for kind of a goofy off or you don't really care about it use. You can continue to use your single Gmail account, but adding a plus and then a word or a string after that to identify where you used it, then you can set up your filters, set up your rules, track where your email's coming in from, forcibly set up a rule and delete. If you want to get rid of those emails, just set up if it comes in at contact me plus junk, then all emails are automatically deleted. And that is just one of those extensions, one of the hidden little gems within Google services. Love or hate their privacy practices, but with their Gmail service, that you can have one email address and turn it into really hundreds, if not thousands, of different types of emails from a single account. And it's a powerful way, especially if you're tracking where you use it and setting up your rules and filters. And that's today's TTT episode, Security in 5. Beware, be safe. Thanks for listening. This concludes another episode of Security in 5. You can find me on Twitter @SecurityIn5 or out on Facebook under the Security in 5 Facebook page. Or you can send me a simple email. All my contact information and places to find me are in every show notes of every episode. I love feedback. I love having conversations. If you have any suggestions, corrections, or topics for a future episode, drop me a line. Let me know. I will respond. Security in 5. The more aware you are, the more secure you can be. Beware, be safe, and always, thank you for listening.